This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the reasons the unemployment rate is so low, because 3.5% is crazy low, is that people are piling back into the workforce. In September, just a hair more than 80% of Americans 25 to 54 were working. That's the biggest chunk of that group since 2007. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that one.
The growing number of Americans in the workforce is being driven disproportionately by women. In September, their participation rate rose to 74%, the highest since 2001. Topeka Chibber is program director of the California nonprofit Women Back to Work. She says it's tough for women who've left the workforce to return.
Because of the unconscious bias that's there, it is there towards somebody who's taken a break. So one has to be determined and focused in order to get back into the workforce.
Chibber knows that from experience. She left a career in marketing in 2012 so she could be with her two kids full time. Then after 5 years,
you know, I updated my resume, I updated my LinkedIn profile, and I started applying to jobs online. I did not hear back even from one company.
It took her a year to eventually find the job she has now. In April, Daniel Klin of Hartford, Connecticut, was laid off from his job as a physician's assistant, specializing in ophthalmology. He sent out about 75 resumes and only got a few calls back. It took him 6 months to find a job. He starts next week. So Klin says when he hears about the tight labor market,
I think for certain fields, yeah, you can go in and dictate your own salary and have people fall all over you.
That's what happened to Wesley Hammes of Glenview, Illinois. He never left the workforce when he decided to switch aerospace engineering jobs late last year. The recruiters came to him.
It was pretty similar with all the different job offers. You know, they were struggling to find people, and so there were a lot of perks.
The only catch? He had to move away from Cincinnati, where he'd been working for years. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
One more quick thing on jobs from yesterday's program. This one is, we did an explainer on how the Bureau of Labor Statistics gets the employment data that it crunches and then publishes on the first Friday of every month, as it did this morning. I misidentified economist Tara Sinclair. She's at GW, George Washington University, not the other one with George in the name across town.